Facebook.com/yelnarock.
This is Hamilton's home for alternative. You're listening to Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Hi, this is Toronto-based trombonist and composer Carl Silvera with the Carl Silvera Quintet, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
And welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, your favorite show, the one that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and it is starting to look like spring out here in Canada, which is very exciting because if you're not Canadian, then you might not know that we have quite the seasons up in here. I live in Toronto, and yeah, we've got winter, we've got summer, spring, fall, we've got a ton of different temperatures, we've got wardrobes for every single season, so looking forward to spring coming up. Beautiful day today. And I got to go on a nice walk. And you know, what's fun about Orange Grove Radio is that you can listen to us live on the air every single week, or you can listen as a podcast. You can find us on Mixcloud and Spotify, and you can bring us along on your walks too, which is kind of fun. This week on Orange Grove Radio, we have a very special guest, Colin Meyer, joining us from Hamilton, Ontario. He is an oboist and an arranger, and also a singer and a composer. He plays like every instrument on earth. He's a jazz musician and a classical musician, and he is one half of the band Joyride, the second half of the band being Charles Cousins, who's an accordion player. Colin and I chatted all about Joyride, his collaboration with Charles, the new album that just came out, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned because that interview will be a little bit later on in the show. I also want to let you all know that we have playlists available over on our website at orangegrovepublicity.com. So if you're listening to any of the episodes and you missed the title of a song or the artist name, not to worry, you can find all of that on our website. We also have social media. You can tweet us at OG Publicity, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. Starting off today's show is going to be brand new music by Carl Silvera. His new album, A Porta Aperta, features David French on tenor saxophone, Allison Au on alto saxophone, Carl Silvera on trombone, Chris Pruden on piano, Dan Forten on bass, and Nico Dan on drums. We're going to be playing the track Nymark Plaza by Carl Silvera. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
On July 31st, 2020, the world lost a brilliant vocalist and composer. Shannon Gunn has been a fixture on the Canadian jazz scene for decades up until her untimely passing. Her reputation as a musician's musician ensured a particular kind of reverence from her fans, fellow artists, and several generations of students. Although her work was well known to her enthusiastic live audiences, she had never released an album of her own. On a Mountain, recorded in 2002, should go a long way toward filling this gap and allowing the world to get a rare glimpse of this compelling artist at the top of her form. We're going to be listening to Carla's Blues, which features Shannon Gunn on vocals, Rinnie Rosnes on piano, Neil Swainson on bass, Billy Drummond on drums, Brad Turner on trumpet, and Pat LaBarbera on tenor saxophone. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Carla's Blues on Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
right. I got a right to sing the blues. Am I blue? Where are you, sweet lover man? Just making one for my baby. I'll get on my walking shoes. Sing me.
Hi there, you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Change of Plans, the third release from pianist Will Bonis, focuses on contrast, texture, and epic storytelling. The quintet, saxophone, voice, piano, bass, and drums, is arranged in different ways to create a unique mood for each song. There are duo, trio, quartet, and quintet tracks. Sometimes the vocalist sings with words, sometimes without, taking on a new role of a second horn. The musicians are among Canada's finest, including John Gordon on saxophone, Jocelyn Gould on voice, Julian Bradford on bass, Fabio Raganelli on drums, and of course, Will Bonis on piano. This music was written specifically for the Winnipeg-based band, with their unique talents and personalities infused into each song. This is Bullet with Butterfly Wings by Will Bonis on Orange Grove Radio.
Hi, this is saxophonist John Gordon, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
Over the past 20 years, composer and pianist Yves Léveillé has established himself as a key figure on the Quebec jazz scene, drawing from both contemporary and traditional jazz, classical and world music. Léveillé's distinctive musical aesthetic is noteworthy for its refined approach to melody and harmony. Hailed for his ability to suspend time with a musical phrase, Léveillé's music explores the endless possibilities for interplay between tradition and experimentation. His work always feels poetic and intimately human. We're going to be listening to Missive by Yves Léveillé, which features him on piano, Lisanne Gervais on first violin, Olivier Thuin on second violin, François Vallière on viola, Émilie Girard-Charest on cello, and Étienne Lafrance on double bass. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Joyride is the collaboration of oboist Colin Meyer and accordionist Charles Cousins, an incredibly versatile duo that pushes the outer limits of music with fresh sounds, original compositions, and adventurous arrangements. Their music is a novel hybrid of jazz, ragtime, blues, tango, gypsy, classical, and klezmer. I had the great pleasure of interviewing Colin for today's episode, but first, let's listen to one of the tracks from the album. We're going to listen to the second track, which is entitled Tiger Rag, from of course the album Joyride. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
With Colin Meyer, one of two of Joyride, and I'd like to congratulate you on the release of your brand new album. It's a beautiful album, and to be honest, the first time I listened to it, I was pretty blown away by the musicianship. So congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Joyride is a duo project. It features you, who's Colin Meyer, everybody, on oboe, bass, and vocals. And you play many more instruments, but we'll get into that in a second. And we also have Charles Cousins, who's on accordion on the album. And you guys have been playing together since 2018, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How did you both meet, and how did you decide on starting an oboe and accordion duo project?
Yeah, well, I play in a quartet called Quartetto Gelato, and that quartet has been around. I've been in it since 2009. It's been around for 30 years in total. And we were back in 2018. Our member of that, who's an accordion player, he had passed away, and so we needed someone to come in and fill the position in the quartet, and kind of an interim, kind of like last minute kind of thing. And so, you know, my colleague from the quartet, Peter DeSoto, said, "Oh, we should ask Charles." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I don't really know Charles, but that's great. If you know him and he's awesome, that's great." So he comes in, I know him as a piano player. I didn't know he was an accordion player. He's like a killer arranger. He's done arrangements for orchestras and for like big famous people. And then he start hanging out and playing together. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this guy's amazing." And he's a big jazzer. So we just kind of like stepped aside a couple times. We're like, "Hey, just stick around after rehearsal. Let's just jam and play." And that's just kind of how it started. And then we decided, we enjoy what we were doing with the quartet, but we wanted to, you know, expand and do something else, give ourselves the opportunity to try to do some jazz based stuff with the oboe and the accordion, and as well as the piano and the bass.
Well, your album Joyride features an array of tunes in all different styles. From there's an original blues, and there's a tango, and there's even one titled Plight of the Bumblebee. And you both can play, it seems like, anything, really. So yeah. When you're both so versatile, how do you decide on what your signature musical style will be for an album like this?
Oh, I don't even know if we have a signature style for this album. I think we're just like, oh, I like this song. Oh, I like this. And I think that's all how it happened, to be honest. But we wanted to have it based in some sort of a jazz or an improv thing, or which, you know, it's not 100% like that, obviously. So we just wanted to play stuff that we liked, that we enjoyed. We wanted to play, basically stuff that we were excited about. And so a lot of it became this kind of crossover stuff. So it's not straight up jazz. Some of it is, but some of it is a little bit more of this crossover stuff. Just because it was like, hey, how about this song? Sure, I like it. Let's go. You know, I don't really like to block ideas, and Charles doesn't either. Like in theater, it's blocking the scene. You don't do that. That's a bad thing. You just sort of say yes, and then yes and. So how about this song? Yes. And we can do this other one over here. And then that's kind of how it started.
Well, there's a nice like flow and cohesion to it all, despite there being so many different styles. And when I first saw all the titles of the songs, I thought, well, how is this going to work? And then you listen to it from, you know, beginning to end, and you go, okay, yeah, there's clearly like some kind of passion happening throughout them all. And there is cohesion, despite all the different, you know, fun genre bending extravaganza of it all.
Well, thank you. I think we wanted to make it cohesive, but it's really hard when there's that much diversity in the songs and the styles. And so we put it together like a collection of small groups of three or four songs and tied them together that way with some storytelling. That's sort of the way that we didn't just, it was again, something that we hadn't done before. We'd never done an album like that before where there's some storytelling and talking. So we just had, let's give it a try. Let's see how it works. So
that was actually exactly what I was going to ask you about next. So perfect.
Ah!
Thank you for leading me here.
Segue.
There is storytelling in this album, and I was wondering what inspired you both to have that involved in the album.
I guess the inspiration for that was sometimes I feel like, you know, when you watch a live performance, I shouldn't say sometimes, when you watch a live performance, you get a real good sense of the performers because of you see them live, you see how they interact, you see their, you know, their tics or whatever. And on an album, you don't get to see that as much. And sometimes it's pretty hard, especially for a group like us. Like, we're pretty new, and this is the first album, and it's jazz oboe. And so, like, who's going to, you know? So we decided we would approach it in this way of how can we give people a sense of who we are as people, that maybe that will offer some further connections to the music that you would get in a live performance setting that you often don't get in a studio album. I suppose, you know, if everything was original music, it's original arrangements and some original stuff, but if everything is original music and original lyrics with like words, then it's much easier to connect your, you know, if these are stories that I'm putting into songs. But as primarily instrumentalists, how do we do that, right? And especially with the quirkiness of the oboe and the accordion. So that's why we decided to try this, to see if it works.
I thought it worked very well, and I think you're right. It does feel like a concert, like you're watching live, sonically.
Oh, thank you.
Last question for you is that I am personally in a duo collaboration in my own musical journey, and I think that the duo thing is a sacred bond. It's a very musical and personal friendship. It's very intimate. And as cheesy as this question may be, I have to ask you, what is your favorite thing about collaborating with Charles, and where do you see the duo project going?
Well, that's said very well. It's true. Like, you know, sometimes if you're in a larger group, it's very hard to connect with those people, but you have no choice but to have a connection. And if you don't sort of innately get along with that person or really have the same kind of musical ideas or values, it can be very difficult. So that's one thing that we really enjoyed, is that it was very easy for us to get together. He's been around so much. He's nearly 70 now. So and he hasn't had a chance to do some of this stuff. So he was he's happy to get on the road, and he's happy to be playing and doing these things. And he's a very free-spirited guy, even at his age, and he's still working all the time. So I hope that we can continue to, you know, we have a great friendship, and I hope that we can continue to make more music together and see how far it can go. But like, there's a lot of trust between the two of us, and you're right. I keep thinking about other people that I would, you know, form a duo with, and it's actually very, very difficult. If both people don't work and keep things going, then it dies. It's stagnant. So, but that's what I think is great, is that we're both pretty active and pretty involved, and we both believe in the project. So I don't see how this would stop, at least for the next, you know, foreseeable future. Unless, like, I don't know, maybe I break my fingers or something. Or somebody breaks my fingers. I don't know.
Or somebody else breaks your fingers?
Yeah, quit playing the oboe. No, stop it. Break all my oboe reeds. I don't know.
Well, thank you very, very much for joining us here today, Colin.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to more Joyride in the future.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This is Colin Meyer from Joyride, and this is Tango de la Noche on Orange Grove Radio.
Hey, this is Toronto-based vocalist and composer Sarah Jerram, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
Hi, I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. Dream Logic is the latest album from Canadian vocalist Sarah Jerram. Following the release of her critically acclaimed albums The Yates Project and Illuminations, Dream Logic showcases Jerram's formidable skills as a songwriter, composer, lyricist, and improviser. Dream Logic is also Jerram's first definitive release as a songwriter, and her first to feature her work as a pianist. Guitarist Harley Card adds rich vocals to the album, singing lyric-based counter-melodies on duets such as Snowblind, Illusions, and Plastic Stuff. The album was recorded live off the floor at WOW Recording Studio in St. Catharines, Ontario, by co-producer Joe Lipinski. We're going to be listening to the fourth track from the album, The Persistence of Water, which features Sarah Jerram on voice and piano, Harley Card on guitar, Rob McBride on double bass, and Jeff Luciani on drums and percussion. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is The Persistence of Water by Sarah Jerram on Orange Grove Radio.
Quits, heaving at land, seeping into all the hidden places where stone becomes sand. There goes her hand, infiltrating her way through. Don't turn your back on the water. And aged, rolling with rage, warfare is waged in the shallow trenches, tides surge.
Hey, you've been listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest, the greatest, and the best in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and as always, thank you so much for tuning in. I love making these shows, and I can't wait to be back here next week at the same place, same time. We still have one amazing track to play for you, but before you go, I want to let you know of some housekeeping. If you love the show and you want to listen to past episodes, don't worry, you can. You can listen on demand on Spotify or Mixcloud, and all you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio, and there you go. You can have us in your car, you can have us while you're on a bike ride, when you're walking down the street, when you're cleaning your house, whenever you want to listen. If you want to join in on the conversation, we have social media. You can tweet us at OG Publicity. We love to hear from you. If you have any ideas for a theme or you have any requests, go ahead and tweet us. We also have Facebook and Instagram, and you can find us at Orange Grove Publicity. Closing today's show is going to be a track by John Gordon from his album Stranger Than Fiction. John Gordon is one of the most accomplished and in-demand alto and soprano saxophonists of his generation. A past winner of the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition, Gordon has made multiple appearances in Downbeat Magazine's Critics Poll over the years. His past recordings have been consistently celebrated for their unique brilliance. Gordon's new artist share release, Stranger Than Fiction, is a non-net project of all original music. And we're going to be listening to the second track, Havens, which features John Gordon on alto sax, Derek Gardner on trumpet, Alan Ferber on trombone, Julian Bradford on bass, and Fabio Ragnelli on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. Bye-bye! Thank you.